Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break.
This is VOA on
VOA One.
I'm Joe Palka reporting. In Fallujah, Iraqi forces face resistance. Iraqi forces backed by an assortment of Shiite militias have faced harsh resistance in their multi-sided offensive to retake Fallujah from Islamic State extremists who've controlled the city since 2014. Humanitarian agencies are concerned the battle could come at a high human cost as IS is using civilians as human shields and reportedly preventing families from fleeing the fighting. Embattled Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced the offensive earlier this week, vowing the Iraqi flag would soon be flying over the city. The opposition's Syrian Democratic Forces, the SDF, have launched an operation to capture areas north of Raqqa, the Syrian de facto capital of Islamic State. A senior SDF commander told VOA his forces, including Kurdish YPG armored units, are advancing from three different directions. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, during a visit to Uzbekistan, said Moscow is ready to coordinate efforts with the Kurds and the U.S.-led coalition to liberate Raqqa. But Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren rejected that proposal. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner spoke of ongoing U.S. support of the SDF.
We do continue to work and support the efforts of the Syrian Democratic Forces to retake territory from Daesh and further isolate its transportation, communications, supply routes into Raqqa in order to really choke off their hold on that city.
Mr. Toner said U.S. priorities are twofold: to destroy the Islamic State as well as ending the five-year civil war by putting in place a cessation of hostilities and jumpstart a political process leading to a political transition. This is VOA News.